We'll ask for your prayers this morning. Aren't you thankful to serve a mighty God? One that doesn't change. One that's still the same today. I'm thankful to know that we can lean hard on Him. We can depend on Him. We can know that He's still the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. I'm thankful that we can put our trust and our lives in the hands of one that is well able. The Scripture says that He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And I know sometimes that we can ask and think quite a bit. But I'm thankful that the Lord is able to supply all of our needs according to His riches. I'd like to begin in the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 11. I want to consider the thought the Lord's been talking with me about a little bit of giving ourselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we read some of Paul's testimony of his ministry, of the things that the apostle Paul went through. He's been a blessing to us. He's been a blessing to the church of God. He's still remembered in the letters that he's written. The life that he lived has testified to us down through the years. You know, it wasn't without price. It wasn't without cost to the apostle. It says here, and we're familiar with some of this, the things that Paul went through, but I'd like to read a little bit of this summary. 2 Corinthians 11 and 23 says, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches." I don't believe the apostle Paul was just trying to garner sympathy. You remember there were those that whenever Jesus was ministering and they saw the miracles that Jesus did, and they were touched, I believe, by the words that he taught. And there were those that said, "Master, I want to follow you." Of course I do. If you're able to feed thousands of people, and Jesus, he said to them in one place, "You don't follow me because you saw the miracles and believed. But you follow me because there was something in it for you. You're following after me because there's benefit that you can get. There's something that I fed your body." You know, I'm thankful that the Lord is able to minister to us. Soul, mind, body, and temporal matters. But folks, there are so many benefits of serving the Lord. Yes. Blessed be the Lord which daily loadeth us with benefits. But you know, there's also a cross to carry. There's also a price to pay. There is a giving and a sacrifice that comes with it. And Jesus, in looking at them, he knew that they wouldn't last long. "You're just following me because I fed you. But there's more to it than that. There's more to it than even the temporal things that the Lord would do for us in our lives. Those times that he helps us to find the things that are lost, that he protects us and that he keeps us. But he has something in our lives that he's wanting to work." Those would-be disciples, he said, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but I don't even have where to lay my head." And again, with Jesus as well, I don't believe looking for sympathy, but there was a giving and a sacrificing that was involved. Then he wanted them to understand, you're going to have to be willing to commit yourself to this. You're going to have to be willing to give of yourself, to deny yourself, to take up your cross daily and follow me. There are going to be times that you don't feel like it. There are going to be times that you don't feel like giving of yourself, and you're called on to give of yourself. Jesus was the example of that. But I'd like to look here and continuing in the writings of Paul. The next chapter, the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 12. Verse 13. For what is it wherein ye were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. The Apostle Paul and all the things that we just read about, that he was shipwrecked, he was in perils of many different sorts, he was in suffering, he suffered stripes of all the things that he suffered. He said, I'm not coming to you for yours or for your things, but I'm coming, the crown of all that I've given is to labor for your soul, to labor for something spiritual, to labor for something eternal. And I'm willing to give myself for that then. The Apostle Paul said, I therefore will gladly. You know, we read here, we see a glimpse into the heart of a servant, a minister, of one that says, I'm not compelled to do it. I'm not constrained to do it, but by something that draws me, something that compels me. I want to see you do well. I want to see you prosper. I want to see you grow up in the Lord. I want to see the fruits of the Lord's graces working within you. And because of that, he said, I will gladly. I'm doing it willingly. I'm doing it because I want to do it. I want to give of myself. Jesus said of a hireling, that one who is a shepherd as a hireling will flee whenever the wolf cometh, whenever real danger becomes involved. I'm out of here. Whenever there's something that there comes a point that danger to myself or cost to myself, I reckon that it's not worth it. And so I don't stick by the stuff. I don't stay with it until the end. But the Apostle Paul here said, I gladly do it. I gladly give of myself. And I like the way that he wrote it. He said that I'll spend and be spent. You know, I don't believe he was just talking about money. I don't believe he was just talking about temporal means, but he was talking about I give and I spend of myself. What I'm offering to you is me. I'm offering myself unto you to give, to deny myself, to extend myself. When I don't feel like extending myself, I'll give myself to you. Therefore, we'll gladly spend and be spent. But it says, though, when he did that, the more he did it, the less I be loved. You ever feel that way? You feel like you've given yourself, you've extended yourself, you've sacrificed, and you think there ought to be something that, some appreciation, there ought to be some gratitude, there ought to be something that, of thanksgiving. I remember one time at work, when we were going and doing some community service and trying to help some families in need, and remember one of the fellows took some, I think it was Christmas gifts to one home, and The lady came out in the door and started looking at it and said, I don't want that color. I don't want that kind of gift. And you think, gratitude. I expect to be able to at least see a smile, or at least be able to know that you appreciate what the people have done to sacrifice and to give. But Paul said, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm not doing something here just because I'm receiving in return. I give even when I don't receive. I sacrifice even whenever it's not appreciated and it's not reciprocated or it's not even noticed. I'd like to look at the book of Luke, the 6th chapter. Luke chapter 6, verse 31. And as you would that men would do to you, should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. Jesus, in teaching what it means to give of ourselves, what it means to be a servant, what it means to sacrifice for others, he said even the publicans, even the sinners, if they recognize this is an investment. You know what? If I do something for you, and we can see it in the corporate world, I'm willing to give if I think that by my doing it, the boss is going to see it and there's going to be something in it for me. Oh, I'll sacrifice. I'll come in early if I think the boss is going to be there early and he's going to see me there early. I'm willing to sacrifice when I'm thinking in my mind there's something of benefit here for me out of it. Jesus said we're not to give of ourselves in that way. We're not to give because they're going to appreciate it, or they're going to give something in return to me. Say, if you invite somebody, paraphrase, over for dinner, you don't do it just because I think, you know what, they're gonna get me next week. They're gonna feed me, but I give of myself, not hoping to receive again. Thinking this morning of giving of ourselves. We live in a selfish generation. 2 Timothy 3, it talks about perilous times, the last days. As we believe that the time that we're living in, you look around and see these things exhibited around us. I'd like to notice just a couple of the characteristics of people in the last times. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Notice it says men shall be lovers of their own selves. Their focus and their aim and their focus in life is me. It's my interest. It's the things that benefit me. It's everything that I do. It's of what can come back as a benefit to me. Those that Jesus dealt with, of the publicans and the Pharisees, they said that you do the things that you do to receive honor of men. You're giving of yourself, but you're giving because other people are looking. You're giving of yourself and you're sacrificing, but it's because there's something that you're hoping to receive in return. You're wanting the honor of men, but you're not seeking the honor that comes of God alone. What was it that Jesus said then? You give Even when nobody else is looking, you give of yourself. Even when nobody else knows that I took a meal over to somebody, or I did something, or I gave of myself. I'm not doing it hoping to get a return for myself. Something of benefit to me. Even corporations become generous whenever there is an identity that they can gain. So if we go out and do community service for my company, you know what they want us to wear? Something that has their name across it. Because I want folks to recognize that this company is a company that gives back, that gives to the community. And I think it's a good thing for a company to do. But there's a greater level of servitude. There's a greater depth of giving that the Lord is wanting from us. That I give of myself. Like the apostle said, I'll spend, I'll give of myself, of my time, of my abilities to you, to others, whether there's anything that I'll gain from it or not. But this world, many are lovers of their own selves, a selfish generation. You notice it also talks about natural affection. Today is Mother's Day, and I echo the thoughts that were expressed in appreciation of our mothers. You ever watch a mother in nature, mother animal? Say you, even animals that maybe naturally wouldn't be aggressive, if there's young nearby, stay away. If there's young, because they're willing to go to death to save their young. They're willing to give of themselves to defend, to protect, to care for, even if the mother has to lose their own life or go hungry. I'm watching out for the young. You know, that's something that the Lord instilled. It's something that the Lord gave. There's an instinct. But we see a generation today of many people that have lost natural affection, that aren't willing to sacrifice and give of themselves like the Lord would have. That there are other things that are more important to me than my children. Career. My own pursuits. My own hobbies. My own interests. The things that I want to do. We heard about the woman that pushed the child away because I have something that I want to do. There's something that interests me. I can't miss my show here. So get out of the way. Go on. There's something else more important. You think children don't recognize when they're not valued, when they're not important to a parent? You know, I believe our godly mothers are the very example of what we're talking about this morning. My wife, didn't know I was going to say this, but has been an example to me of what sacrifice means. Of what it means whenever I think I'm so tired. And the children in the night when they're young, they're crying and they need help and I just want to roll over and go back to sleep. And I see one that is willing to give of themselves selflessly. Over and over, and I want to encourage the mothers here this morning. Whenever it seems like, am I doing any good? Do they recognize, is there any benefit to what I'm doing here? Continue to give of yourself. There's a world that has said, I don't want to do it. There's only so far that I'm willing to go, that I'm willing to invest here. I come first. And what's remaining, I'll give to you. I'm thankful for those that are willing to give, to spend of themselves, and to be spent. I'd like to look at Matthew, the 20th chapter. Considering Jesus, our example, Matthew 20 and 28 says, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." The scripture says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." You know, this morning, this is for ministers, but it's not just for ministers. It's for all of us. Because the Lord has put us in a place to minister unto others. Whether it's as a mother, as a father, as a grandparent, as somebody that's been entrusted with opportunities and souls that are around us. Let us be willing to minister as Jesus did. That I'm willing to give of myself. He gave an example. If you'll remember whenever he was washing the disciples' feet, whenever he knelt down and washed the disciples' feet and he took upon him the form, the posture of a servant, and he humbled himself and he was willing to give of himself to them. But there was more to it, as we understand, than just washing feet or making feet clean. But there was an example that he wanted to give. If you do these things, he said, blessed are you if you observe the things that I've taught you to do. Yes, in washing feet as we come together for an ordinance service, but in our lives from day to day, as Christ hath loved us, so ought we to love one another and to give of ourselves to one another. And you notice even in the example that Jesus gave of washing feet, he said, so ought you to wash one another's feet. Not to wash each other's feet. I'll wash your feet if you'll wash mine. But I'm going to wash my brother's feet and he'll wash someone else's feet. That I give of myself. I'm willing to empty of myself. Like the woman that came before Jesus and bowed before him and brought an alabaster box. And if you look at that, that's believed to have been about the worth of a year's wages. That she had saved in something so valuable. That she came and she didn't just take a little bit of it. She didn't just take just to let you get a whiff of it and that's enough. And I'm saving the rest for myself. But she came and emptied herself, her box. And she poured out the very last measure. You remember the speech, Gettysburg Address? Abraham Lincoln said something about that, of those who have died here that have given the last full measure of their devotion. They didn't just talk about it. They didn't just, whenever times were going good, they signed up. But they gave the very best of themselves. They gave of their lives. They sacrificed all the way into the end. May the Lord help us to give the last full measure of our devotion unto the Lord. The song, I believe number 220, says, I am thine, I am thine, dear blessed Jesus, all thine, all of self now to the death I consign, gladly, gladly, all I have I resign, that salvation in its fullness may be mine, all the riches of this world I forsake, every tie that may now bind me, I break. No reserve now to myself will I make, though I pass through flaming fire at the stake. You know, the Lord is looking for us to give of ourselves like he gave. It's something deeper than the example of a husband that neglects his wife, doesn't give of himself, doesn't spend time, doesn't communicate, or even worse, there's abuse involved. And then it comes around Valentine's Day and I'm gonna go buy the very best bunch of roses that I can. I'm gonna go and spare no expense and I'm gonna buy the biggest, most beautiful bunch of roses and I'm gonna show you how much I love you. There's a love that goes deeper than that, isn't there? There's a love that is more than just an outward show, but it is a giving of myself. What children, I believe, are yearning for in our generation and our society, it's not for another gaming system. But I want your time. I want, as parents, I want your time. I want you to just spend time with me. I want you to just give of yourself for me. This says of the Lord, giving ourselves to the Lord, Lord, no reserve now to myself will I make. Lord, I want to give of everything that I have because it's what Jesus did. It's the way that Jesus gave, not making reserve, not holding some extent back, but I want to give of myself to the Lord. And so the scripture tells us in Romans, the 12th chapter, that we are to give ourselves. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Under the old covenant, the Old Testament, the Lord wasn't pleased with a partial, or you go take the maimed out of the flock, or you take that that's of no use or benefit to you anyway. Well, Lord, I'll just give this to you. But he said, I want the best. I want the best that you have. You know what? It's what the Lord is looking for from our hearts. I want you to give the best to me. I don't want you to hold back any reserve unto yourself, but that you give of yourself. That's the sacrifice the Lord is looking for. Hath the Lord delight in 10,000 of burnt offerings and sacrifices? Whenever people in religious world would say that, I'm going to come and I'm going to praise the Lord, or I'm going to come and tell the Lord I'm sorry, or those that believe by walking up or kneeling and crawling up a flight of stairs, I'm going to pay my dues unto the Lord. I'm going to pay my sacrifice to the Lord and He'll understand and accept. No, it's not what the Lord's looking for. The Lord doesn't want me to get on my knees and crawl literally. He wants me to get down on my knees and my heart and give of myself to the Lord, to empty out and say, Lord, everything that I have is yours. I don't want to make any reserve with the thought that I'm going to live life unto myself, and then the last minute I'm going to go and I'm going to give unto you. Or I'm going to somehow live unto myself, and then Saturday I'll go to the priest and I'll have my sins forgiven, and then I'm good to go, and that's the portion that I'm given to the Lord. I'm thankful there's something more. I'm thankful that the Lord is willing to fill us to the extent that I'm willing to empty myself and give myself unto the Lord and sacrifice. Present your bodies. Present yourself. That we give of ourselves. I'd like to read several scriptures here, and we'll try to read through them a little bit quickly. 1 John chapter 3. Scripture says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's our example, the captain of our salvation, the one that we look unto. So it says here in 1 John 3, verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. We perceive the love of God because he showed it, because he demonstrated it, because he came with more than words. He came with more than platitudes and empty sayings, but he came and he gave of himself. He emptied himself, made himself of no reputation, and he gave the very best sacrifice that he could of himself. And the scripture says then, so ought we to give ourselves one to another, because the Lord was willing to do it for us. Lord, help me to give my life, to give the things that you've given into my hands, my time and my abilities and my love and my care and my concern, that I'm willing to give of myself, not just out of convenience, but I give and I empty of myself, as Jesus demonstrated. Hebrews chapter 7, and speaking about the sacrifices that we heard about in Sunday school, it says Jesus offered up himself. He was the sacrifice. It wasn't something external that he came and gave, but it was him. It was his body. It was his life and his blood that he gave. I'd like to look at Ephesians, the 5th chapter. We'll get one as we're on our way over there. Galatians 2 and 20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Ephesians 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. He came and loved us and gave himself. As I was reading that this week, it just stuck out to me so much. That Jesus gave himself. Now that was the gift, that was the sacrifice that he gave to us, was himself. And it's what he's looking for from us, that we give of ourselves and of our body to him and to others. So that's the example that he gave unto us. Let us look a little bit of the responsibility then it puts on us. The same chapter, verse 25 says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He's given us the example of what we're to do, of the way that we're to give of ourselves in more than words, in more than empty little tokens, but that I give of myself. I sacrifice when I don't feel like sacrificing sometimes. Whenever I think of Jesus. The times whenever he was feeling grief, weariness, whenever he wanted to go get alone for a little while. He wanted to have a place that he could go and spend some time by himself. We all go through those places. We all come, I just need some space. I just need some time. But whenever those came along that were in need of help, that came along and they were pressing into his space, into his time, whenever it seems like it could have been so easy to say, just go on. Please, just let me have some time to me now. Yet he looked upon them and he was moved with compassion. It's what his heart was, because he had come to give himself. He didn't come to be ministered unto, but he came to minister. He came to give of himself a sacrifice for all. So may the Lord help us as fathers, as husbands, as wives, mothers, that we be willing to give of ourself as a sacrifice as Jesus did, to minister to those in the ministry that the Lord has given me, the place that the Lord has put me in to minister. Let's give our all, our heart, our lives, our body in sacrifice unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He was the example for us that we would give ourselves as he gave himself for us. Scripture says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? That's what we give unto the Lord. That's what we present unto him as a sacrifice. Again, as Paul said, it's not whenever I receive in return. Because he said, the more that I give, the less I'm loved. Sometimes you feel that way. The more that I sacrifice of myself, the more I expend of myself, and I'm tired and I'm worn out and I'm stressed and I'm taxed to about all I can give. And many people say, I need a man cave. Every man needs a man cave. But he can go get away and watch his games and do his thing and shut himself away from hearing the children and hearing, I don't know what the wife is supposed to be allowed to have. But I need a man cave. I need a place that I can go have my own time and my own space. And may the Lord help us that we not be that way. I want us to be challenged this morning, every one of us, that there is a place the Lord calls upon us to sacrifice. There is a place the Lord calls upon us first and foremost, that I give myself unto the Lord without reservation, without holding back, without saying, Lord, there's an extent that I'm not willing to go this far. I want the benefits of being saved. I want to be able to feel your comfort. I want to be able to feel your peace. But I'd really like to be able to live unto myself and just go pick those things up when I need them. But it doesn't work that way. Fulfillment in the Lord doesn't work that way. It comes as I say, Lord, no reserve now to myself will I make. Lord, I empty myself. I want to present my body, not my words, not just my praise, not just the holding up of my hand. And every one of those is important and valuable and scriptural. But I want to give of something deeper than that. Myself, my heart, the things that I love, the things that I want to do, the things that I want to spend my time on. I don't live unto myself. No man liveth unto himself, but we're to live unto the Lord in our lives. Lord, what difference can I make? Lord, what place have you put me in? Oh, the role of a mother sometimes has been downplayed and overlooked. And why are you oppressed to have to feel like you have to stay at home to focus on raising your children? I've had women that I work with and tell them about my wife. They ask what she does or something, and I explain to her she stays at home with the children, raising them. She said, I don't know how. I couldn't do it. It would drive me crazy to stay at home. They'll say maybe I've had to stay at home and I was on leave for a little while and I was so ready to go back to work. I was so ready to get out of, I just couldn't take it anymore. Let's not allow the world to define what the value of our place in life is. Not to define and to say, here's what's important. Here's what the pinnacle of success is. If you go and reach this place, or if you're able to go and obtain this. But I want to be able to say, Lord, what's the place that you've put me in? What's the role that you've given me? I don't want to say as a foot, if only I was a hand, I could do something more. If only I was an ear, I could do more for the body. But I want to say, Lord, in the place that you've put me in, help me to give myself unto that without reserve, without holding back, Lord. I want to give myself wholly. I want to pour myself out. As that woman did, that there was nothing left. And you know, the Lord has a way. Whenever we empty ourselves, whenever we give of that last full measure, when I feel like I don't have anything left to give, you know, the Lord has a way of filling you. The Lord has a way of giving a blessing and an encouragement that I couldn't get any other way. And He has a way of coming in at times whenever I feel like I'm just exhausted. The scripture talks about being instant in season and out of season. At times when I don't feel like it. At times when I just don't feel inspired to do. I just don't feel inspired to go help that person. I don't feel inspired to speak an encouraging word. There are so many things that I need comfort myself. I need encouragement myself. I want somebody to come along and pat me on the back. Not to go pat someone else on the back right now. But Jesus, even in those times, as a sacrifice, as giving of himself, was willing to come and deny himself all of those things and say, it's for you. My meat, he said, is to do the will of the Father. That's why I'm here. It's to fill the place that the Lord has called me to fill. And whatever place it is, in our homes, in the church, that I would fill that with everything that I have. Lord, it's yours. I want to give myself to it. I want to be successful at it. People in the world talked a little bit last week about having an abundant supply. People in the world are willing to give themselves to what they want to obtain, to the things, the goals that they're willing. And you hear about this time of year, the graduation speeches that say you can do whatever you want to do. You set your mind on it, set your goals high, and all these aspirational thoughts and things that tell me I can go do whatever I want to do. I can live out the dreams that I want to live out. There's something deeper than that. I can live out the things that the Lord has in mind for me. I can live out the things that He is envisioning for my life, that He's dreaming, if you will, of those places that He wants me to feel, that I can feel that by the grace and help of the Lord, the purpose that He has for my life, the plan that He has. Here's where I have you. Here's what I want you to do. And I look at it and say, Lord, I don't see the benefit of it. I like to be able to do things that I can look at and I can see the fruit of what I've done. I've said before of projects even around the house. I like to do something that I can see a big impact in a short amount of time. Cutting in with those little paintbrushes, it takes so long. And you see so little difference. Give me a big 18-inch roller. And I'll go roll the wall and I'll have it done in a little bit. And I can see a difference. In giving of ourselves, in sacrificing, in trying to minister to those that the Lord has put in our lives. I want to be able to see sometimes, let me see some benefit. I'm willing to give of myself, but I want to see them come be saved here in pretty short order. Or I'm not sure if it's going to be worth it anymore. I come, you know, it's what a pastor does. Week after week after week, I come and I give of myself. I give and I give. To feed, to care for the flock, Paul said, that responsibility is on me. The care of the churches and giving of myself. Is it for us then to say, well, I'm not seeing, just don't see the benefit. I don't see the fruit with our children. Sometimes I wonder. Sometimes we wonder, are we making any difference? Sunday school teachers, am I really getting across to them? Are they really gaining something from this? Don't be weary in well-doing. Be willing to continue emptying of yourself. Continue giving of yourself without regard. The scripture says, cast your bread on the water. And in many days it will return unto you. But you know what else it says? Whenever you go and sow your seed, don't look at the sky. Don't observe the clouds and the wind, because there will never be a favorable time. There will always be something else that I need to spend my time on. There will always be something else of my own self that's calling out for attention. But may the Lord help us to not be weary in well-doing. In the place the Lord has given to us, what He's put in our hands, whatever it is, give yourself to it. Let's give ourselves as the sacrifice, as the gift unto the Lord. The Lord is looking not for the things that I can bring in my hands or the talents that I can go display for the Lord. Look how impressive this is. But He's looking for an empty vessel, that I've emptied myself out and I've given myself to the Lord in full measure, that the Lord can fill me, that the Lord can make of my life something that will be of benefit and of help to others. You pray for me. Amen.